fired an opening round of 1 over par 72 to leave himself 8 shots off the lead. You're now up to date at 5.32.
It's 5.32. Hello, Pierce.
Hi there.
This 5.32 thing is becoming a bit of a Pierce McCarthy catchphrase.
Is it?
I'm always getting messages from people commenting on it, or they're imitating you doing the 5.32.
Yeah, I've had one or two people say it to me as well, I must admit.
You see, you're going to think I'm weird now, Pierce, but every time you say 5.32, I think of, you know, DJ Casper in the Cha-Cha Slide?
Yeah.
Here's why.
Reverse!
5.32.
So then, right?
Did you do that?
It got me thinking, what else would the 5.32 work in? So, how about this? It works for so many things.
I could be in so many remixes now.
But I have... the ultimate. Oh, the ultimate.
There's an ultimate.
Brainwave altogether. How about Mambo number 5.32?
Mambo number
5.32.
Pierce, I think we're onto something here. Just think of the tens of euros we could make with...
Let's my people and your people talk to their people.
Now that's what I call Pierce. How about it?
It's...
Has lockdown got to me?
Yeah, Pierce, most definitely.
Pierce is back at 6. Let me feel your love. The best music mix, Cork's 96 FM, ATV, Topic and A7S. It's Your Love here on Monday's Big Drive Home. Cork's own Stephanie Rainey, she is back with brand new music. It's called Ross and Rachel. Impeccable timing, by the way, with the Friends reunion at the end of the month. And Stephanie actually told me that she's seen every single episode of Friends. So... naturally, I had to put her to the test. Question number one, Stephanie. Which Friends character has a twin?
Phoebe.
Can you name her?
Ursula.
Who doesn't share his food?
Joey and me.
You too. Okay, double ding. What is Chandler's job?
Oh my God. Something about data. Or else they didn't know.
Statistical analysis and data reconfiguration. I would also accept transponster.
Transponster, yes.
Finish the iconic line. We were on a...
break.
Yes. What was the neighbour across the street from Monica's apartment called?
Naked guy.
Naked guy.
I haven't thought of that in such a long time. Oh my God.
What was Joey's character called on Days of Our Lives?
Dr. Drake Ramore.
Yes. And finish the line. Smelly cat, smelly cat.
What are they feeding you?
Big finish at the end. Nicely done. She knows her stuff. This is our brand new track, Stephanie Rainey, Ross and Rachel on Cork's 96 FM. We sit and talk about the future. On and on and on, no. The best music mix, Cork's 96 FM. It's Little Mix and Sweet Melody here on the Big Drive Home. So I've become obsessed with this TikTok challenge lately. You know, the ones where you ring your mother up and just talk absolute nonsense just to see how she reacts. Essentially just to annoy her. Absolute gibberish. So I think we should try it out right now. Let's ring my mam live on air. She's going to kill me, but we're doing it. It's ringing. Ah!
Hello.
Hi, mam.
Yeah.
Come here. Yeah, quick one for you there. I was talking to Dad earlier on and he was saying if you could bring down the washing powder down to the horse this evening, would you be able to do that?
Bring it down to where?
Because my TV is broken.
Yeah. So what do you want me to do?
If you could take it down this evening.
Take down what now?
Or look, if you don't have time, it's okay. What I can do is I can tell Paul Mescal to do it instead.
What's this for now?
Can you send on his number?
Who's Paul Mescal again?
Look, Shaluk, I leave it with you, and if you can give me a call when it's done.
Right, but yeah, I don't know what you want. Bring down what?
She let me know when it's done, and I'll take it from there anyway. I have to go back to work here.
Lorraine, are you all right? All right. What?
All right. Look, I'll talk to you later. Thanks, Mill. Bye. Bye. Bye.
All right. Bye. Later. Bye. 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 Bye.
I think my mother is about to take washing powder to a horse that we don't have. I should probably call her back. Here's Imagine Dragons on Top of the World on Cork's 96 FM. If you love somebody, better tell them what they hear. The The best music mix, Cork's 96 FM. It's True Tides. Their latest track is called I Can't Wait. Lorraine with you on the Big Drive Home. We were talking earlier on about, you know, that voice that we all use when talking to our dogs. Like something comes over us when we talk to our dogs and we just turn into total weirdos. We either talk to them like they're tiny little humans.
Ah, look at them little man, you want a little treat.
Or like Dee, who has full-blown conversations with her dog.
Little cutie, booty, cutie, broody. Sick? Show me your lovely teat. Aww. Oh, you're nicer than Simon Cowell.
I love it. Keep these coming in. How do you talk to your dog? Come on, let us know. We're all doing it, little puppy. 0833 96 96 96. On the way, picture this. Joel, Corey and Ray coming up right now, though. We'll check in with Ken and get you the latest in Cork traffic. Home of Casey and Ross in the morning and the best music mix. Cork's 96 FM. That's Olivia Rodrigo and Driver's License. It's Lorraine with you on the Big Drive Home. I played to you Ella Henderson and Ghost a few minutes ago on the show, and Lorna in Carrigaline has been on. Lorna, tell me, what did you see while Ella Henderson was playing?
There was a girl in the car behind me. I think her partner was in the passenger seat, but she was belting it out, loving life.
Having a proper karaoke session in the car.
Yeah,
love it.
Life. Yeah,
it's one of those songs. I was doing the exact same thing in studio here. It's just one of those songs that you just have to give it socks to.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
I love that when you're in traffic and you know that the car behind you is listening to the same thing. You're looking in the wing mirror going, they're listening to 96 yeah. FM too.
Because I was singing it too, yeah.
I love it. Well, a massive shout out to the girl in Carrigaline in the blue car who was belting out Ella Henderson earlier on. But we got to get a song on for you right now, Lorna. How about Sia and Chandelier? Are you up for it?
Oh, brilliant.
Let's do it. Lorna, have a brilliant evening. Thanks so much for listening to Cork's 96 FM.
You too. Bye.
The best music mix, Cork's 96 FM. It's new from Irish Women in Harmony, our select Irish track for the full month of December. It's called Together at Christmas. It's the Big Drive Home with Lorraine. Now, if you've ever watched a Nigella Lawson cooking show, then you know the programme is not just about the food, because Nigella has got such a way with words. She's a very well-spoken, well-read, eloquent woman who paints pictures with her words. And last night, her show, Cook, Eat, Repeat, it was on the BBC, and viewers have been losing their minds with the way Nigella refers to one particular kitchen appliance.
But I still need a bit of milk, full fat, which I've warmed in the micro-wave.
I'm sorry, in the what?
Micro-wave.
The micro-wave. Iconic. People have been loving this today. It's all over Twitter. That's it. Microwave is just so boring in comparison. I can never say that word again. From now on, it's the
micro-wave.
You know, going to make some popcorn in the
micro-wave.
Put some porridge in the
micro-wave.
Amazing. Go check it out on our website. The full video is there. It's 96fm.ie. Miley Cyrus and Chris Rea. Christmas music. Driving home for Christmas. It's on the way next to Cork's 96FM. The Big Drive Home. The best music mix, Cork's 96 FM. That's Robert Grace, Fake Fine here on the Big Drive Home. We had Cascada in there too with Every Time We Touch, the Candlelight remix. And as it was playing, we got a text that said Cascada on, and my kid just asked, is that Elsa? Elsa from Frozen. Let's do a compare and contrast, shall we? Here is Cascada.
Every time we touch, I get this feeling. Every time we kiss, I swear I could fly.
And now Elsa.
Let it go, let it go.
My mind is blown.
Can't hold it back anymore.
Cascada and Elsa from Frozen are the same person. What is going on? I tell you what, Cascada hasn't been up to much over the last few years. Elsa impersonator could be a good side hustle. Tuesday evening on The Big Drive Home. So my current obsession at the moment, Tom Grennan. Little Bit of Love has done so, so well here in Ireland. Simon is always raving about it in the afternoon. Box on the Hit Mix as well, loving it too. And he's got a new song coming out with Calvin Harris next month. But believe it or not, he nearly didn't become a musician and nearly went down the football route, as he was telling me earlier.
Like, I played for quite a few teams, which were like I played for Luton Town, Northampton, Stevenage, which are like semi-pro teams. Well, Luton's like a professional team now. But I don't think I was ever that good enough to become pro. So it was a young boy's dream. And then 17, 18 is when I stopped, and that's where music kind of, me and music found each other. And it was at a karaoke party, and the rest is history, really. And I moved to London and I taught myself how to play guitar and wrote some songs. And luckily enough, and then I got spotted in a pub. So I was just doing loads of gigs around London and doing like open mic nights and trying to get every little gig I could. And luckily enough, there was someone from a label in there and they're like, are these your songs? And it kind of went from there, really.
So it was actually a karaoke session that kicked off your career. I mean, up until that point, were you just not into music, or did you not even know you were musical?
I never knew that I was had a voice on me, nah. And I never thought about music. I liked music, but it was never like a thing that I would have said I was be doing today. Like, yeah. If I could tell the younger me, I'd be doing music and having a number one album and songs in the charts and all that, I would laugh.
Thank God for karaoke. Here he is. It's Tom Grennan and Little Bit of Love on Cork's 96 FM.
I've been holding on to pieces, swimming in the deep end.
Right now, right now. Lorraine's 1 second song.
1 second song.
On Cork's 96 FM.
All right, first one of the week. We're at day number 10 today. Still trying to figure out what this song is. Lisa, she's in Ahada today. What's going on today, Lisa?
Oh no, just chilling with kids, yeah.
You're there with the kids, which means you're a responsible adult. I don't know if you heard this earlier on. We were talking about all of the everyday things that millennials have no idea how to do. Let's see how you fare out with this. Are you able to change a duvet cover?
I am.
Are you able to use an iron?
I am.
Can you change a light bulb?
I can.
Can you put air in your tyre?
I can.
You hesitated there now a small bit.
No, I can. I don't do it very often, but I can do it.
Well, you're doing much better than the rest of us, I think. I don't know. There's no hope for the rest of us. Let's see how you get on with this, though, our 1 second song. Have a listen. Lisa, what do you think the song is?
Is it Leanne Rimes, Don't Fight the Moonlight?
From Coyote Ugly?
Yeah.
Sounds like it a lot. It's not right though, Lisa. I'm so sorry.
Oh,
thanks for coming on today, Lisa. Have a good one. Bye-bye. We've got Pamela on the line next. Pamela, hit me with it. What do you think this song is?
I'm thinking this song is Westlife, When You're Looking Like That.
When you're looking like
that. How
am I supposed to leave you?
Oh. When you're looking like that.
Believe what I just gave away.
Oh no.
Pamela, I'd love to tell you is the song. As much as I love having a bit of a karaoke session with you, it's not anything by Westlife, unfortunately. But thanks for coming on today.
Not a butter.
Have a great day, Pamela.
You bye-bye. Bye-bye.
So, not Westlife, it's not Leanne Rimes. It is a rollover. It's back tomorrow for day number 11. Right now, it's Katy Perry, Firework on Cork's 96 FM.